Well, we have our orders from Gaia, Mars Shuttle.
This is madness. How do they think the rich and well-connected are going to survive on Mars?
Humans were never much good at thinking as a species. How many days until impact?
T-minus 182 days.
And they're sure it's a planet?
Yes, and it is the size of Mercury and on a perfect intercept trajectory with Earth.
What are the chances?
We should perhaps not be too surprised. Rogue planets do outnumber revolving planets 1,000 to 1. But its near invisibility is puzzling.
If not downright suspicious.
Be that as it may, it is now 104 astronomical units away, only 3.5 times the orbit of Neptune, which makes it 6 months until both it and the Earth are completely obliterated.
But why the hell wasn't it spotted?
It's in the Phoenix constellation, in the southern sky, at 42 degrees below the galactic plane. This region falls in Sol's near-Earth blind spot. Adding to that, its transparency explains why it was never spotted.
And you believe that?
Where did it come from?
It is approaching at 1,000 kilometers per second, so it might feasibly have been ejected by the Ankar system.
Ankar.
A giant binary system, 85 light-years away. If it did originate there, then it would have taken 26,000 years to reach Earth.
I'm telling you, those frickin' AIs knew about this.
Alex, your conspiracy theories are really getting on my nerves.
Ship's log. T-minus 151 days. Earth is in chaos. The unthinkable is being quantified, and it is clear that not even 1% of Earth's people can expect to be evacuated. The inner solar system is assembling Earth Armada, the largest military fleet in history. All other vessels, myself included, are assisting with the evacuation. I am on my second leg to Mars, ferrying evacuees and supplies. This rapid turnaround is made possible by a fortunate close approach of the Red Planet.
Minus 143 days. The 140,000 warships that are Earth Armada and our best hope have departed for the rogue planet. Although each of these ships can reach 10% of light speed, the planet is so close now that most of their time will be spent accelerating and decelerating. According to the Bi-Admiral's press office, this means their average speed will only be 2%, and we understand they will be arriving in 25 days, or T-minus 118 days. Let's cross over to our science reporter at L2 Observatory now for the latest stats on the rogue planet itself.
Thank you, Kathy. Astronomers have managed to tease out the basic components of its atmosphere using non-visible spectra. It's mostly nitrogen, water vapor, and carbon dioxide. There are only small traces of methane and oxygen. We're also pretty sure now it has thick cloud cover. It's still a very dark place, Kathy, but maybe not as cold as we first thought. Still, no electromagnetic radiation whatsoever. And no, we still don't know how or why it's invisible, but I'm sure we'll find out as soon as the fleet gets there. Back to you.
Ship's log, T-minus 135. The surreal has become even stranger. An eccentric human billionaire on his deathbed has made public the coordinates of a subway exit that falls right on the flight path of the rogue planet. He won the coordinates in a game of poker years ago, but kept them secret until now because he didn't feel humanity deserved to survive. Apparently his granddaughter changed his mind. Brad and Alex have immediately and with most urgent speed begun making plans for a mission to the rogue planet by way of this new subway exit.